Hi, Gemstones, and welcome to the episode of Takes All Over the Place. This week we're watching To All the Boys I've Loved Before, PPS, I've Dethroned My Sister, and May Go Gay Now, and also Is That My Real Mom? And Netflix's K-pop jukebox EXO Kitty. Hey, Soul Siders, there's a new queen bee in town, but there's one fewer yellow jacket as the Showtime program chooses violence, I mean, a lot, to be fair, and kills one of the survivors. Brutal oxymoron. Elijah Wood can, like, super get it, though. Meanwhile, Julie's... Is that your name? Julie? Meanwhile, Julie's converted to Hillsongism. Survivor crowned a winner that I'm happy for, I promise. And Alexis is the bus, and it's still running people. Sorry, it's running over people. Let's dive in.
Takes all over the place. Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
What?
Takes all over the place.
Yeah.
Takes all over the place. Takes.
That was perfect.
Amazing.
Was there something on my face? Besides beauty?
Besides what?
Beauty.
Oh, that's not.
What do you think I said?
Pubes? Pubes or something?
Ew.
I would not put it past you.
Oh my God.
What? He said something on the ride over here that even grossed himself out. Like, these... I'm sick of being alone, being grossed out by you.
Yeah, there were two homosexuals on a walk, and I was like, well, it's about to be Pride Month, so they got to keep their stamina up and their holes ripe. And I was like, oof, yeah.
Gross.
That was rough for me, too. It's difficult.
You said it.
I know, it's difficult being me. It's not easy being green. I know what Kermit's talking
about.
When
are you going to have sex again?
What'd you say?
When are you going to have sex again?
I have decided.
She asks on the eve of Pride Month.
You know, once you pop, the fun don't stop. So we'll see if I'll ever not be having sex again after this month.
I know, because last year at Pride, something almost happened.
Yeah.
You were with the wrong person and you couldn't, like, stop being the wingman, so you couldn't, like, pursue. Right?
I don't know. I block out so much of my past.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah. But no, quietly, and I did not bring this up, but 2 weeks ago, maybe more than that, I actually did copulate. So
what?
That's been done.
We saw you last week.
I know. I just, at that point, I was like, oof, is it weird? I had a weird moment. I was like, is it weird to tell, like, my good friend and my sister that I finally boned?
Not when we're getting paid for it.
I mean, like, on a podcast that my whole family listens to. So it just felt like, I don't know, in that moment. But enough time has passed.
I know. We don't have to leave it in if you don't want.
I know. Emma's much nicer to you. I'm like, I'll write her, like, should I cut this out? And she's like, probably. I'm like, no.
Too late, posted. But I'm just like, honestly, not all war crimes are actual crimes.
All right. So you don't have to tell us about the actual act, but you.
It started in missionary, which I it was like a fun callback.
You were on Grindr. You were
yeah. I was at a Northside bar, and then I was on Grindr, and then I left someone home, and then that person lives near that bar.
Left so what?
I left to go home, and then
in an Uber or Lyft.
In a Lyft.
Okay, you know, so you have your address plugged into the Lyft.
Yeah, I went home and
that's how it works.
And then later. Next day. Oh, okay.
Like
I'm playing charades.
Next day.
No, we're going on a journey.
Then we hung out for a little bit at a different Northside bar, and then we went up to his home bar.
Oh, gotcha. His bar in his house. Okay. Yeah. You made that sound weird again. Like his home bar, like where he hangs out and everybody knows. You're like, Nick.
Oh, no. He's not Norm.
That is what you made it sound like. Am I right?
And I'm Fraser Crane.
You are Niles.
I'm Niles. I know. As soon as I said that, I was like, damn it, I am Niles.
Excellent. Well, will he be a repeat customer? Is this a one-time?
It was. This has already been a repeat.
How drunk were you? Already been a repeat? Yeah.
You've held so much.
I know.
Is this why you've been weird?
I stay weird. So I don't know that there's actually any difference. Poppy, cherry. The Little Mermaid, smashing records, and racists.
Hey. I know. I'm not racist, and I have no interest in going to see it at all. I didn't like the movie.
I just keep seeing all the memes of poor the makeup artist
that
has been defending. Like,
why
can't
a queer... McCarthy's makeup.
Yes. For Ursula, it looks so bad. The eyebrows are not sisters, not cousins. They're not even related. They're just, like, two opposing forces at war, the way that they were drawn on. And the guy was like, why can't a queer makeup artist, like, do this? And everyone was like, why can't he? Why couldn't you, as a queer makeup artist, do something fashionable? So it was pretty rough.
So there is a new docuseries on Netflix about mer people. It's like a whole 4-part documentary about people who like to dress up as mermaids and mermen.
What kind of parties?
I don't know.
It feels like the start of The Killing.
I was going to start watching it, and then I was like, maybe not. But I probably will. Mer people.
I love mermaids. There's a picture of my dad's graduation where I'm in his arms holding my mermaid Barbies. Just going like...
I know. If there was someone I could have predicted might have become a mer person.
It's not too late. Yeah. It's not over.
I know. And then I spent my whole pubescence trying to throw them off the scent. I was like, no, I'm super straight. And I'm going to come out on my timeline because like... Come out? What? No. Why would you? You straight people don't have to... As an ally. And it was just like that for like 6 years. And just like only self-edit. self-edit noise. Where it's just like, hallelujah. Happens so rarely.
That you have a moment of clarity?
That I have a moment of clarity, awareness. Well, no, that I actually act on it. Because I recognize all the time when I'm acting out of pocket. But I'll just power straight through. And so now I'm taking a gay pause. Yes. What's your gay pause?
It's kind of like Poppy Poppy.
Poppy Poppy. Poppy Poppy.
All right, while we're on K-pop, hey. Do either of you watch OK Kitty? Yeah. XO Kitty.
Okay. Is that your review? XO Kitty, more like okay Kitty.
That's so true. Did you watch it?
I did, yeah. I watched like the first episode and a half.
I'm 7 episodes in.
Wow. I saw you yesterday.
A lot has changed.
You had a big old goose egg.
A lot has changed.
Did you get to the episode where a man whose name I'm not going to pronounce from the band 2 p.m., not 2 a.m., isn't it?
2 p.m. Well, like, take me over to my house.
Stop singing. It's just one of the singers. From the band, but they're used to.
But that's one of their songs. This is the move. They like are grabbing someone. And it's like, let me take you to my.
You were so wrong about Poppy Poppy that.
I was right about Poppy Poppy. I've never been more right about anything in my entire life.
Thankfully, to pull me in the first episode, it starts Blackpink.
I love. There was so many fucking snippets.
Taesyeon is the main rapper of South Korean boy band 2 p.m. He's in episode 7.
Amazing.
He was in the band.
2 p.m.
No, one day, which later split into 2 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Is that a true story? Are those true facts? No, that's amazing.
I mean, they're from his mini biography on IMDb.
It's crazy. They spend more money on like the lore of these bands and marketing and all this very dense sort of history and mythology more than like protecting their artists. It's crazy.
So turns out that EXO Kitty is super gay.
It's super. I know
it's
Nick.
Super gay.
I know. I was
Nick
so worried.
Almost didn't watch it yesterday. He's like, I don't know. It's so hetero.
It's and so I'm, not. Everyone I'm, is fluid.
Now I know. Uh-huh. Now I know.
Sexually, not gender wise.
And I made it in 17. I love how like they would just play like 10 seconds of a song, and it was just because some guy's hot. It's like hot. Hot. What is this? Hot. So that's 17, where DK is from, your favorite.
I know.
Who danced to Black. Pink's Pink Venom, yes. Which came later, and it's like all
no,
the
it came
circles
in episode
are circling.
One.
No, came later, thereafter, in episode one.
He's going through all the K-pop songs just of the first episode.
In order.
Well, since you only watched one.
Yeah, so I'm diving deep. 17 came back at the end with their song, Darling. Like, even without you, I'm still lonely, darling.
So for
darling,
real K-pop fans, this show's got to be just super awesome.
It is very lovely to just be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I mean, they're still like very like, you know, high tier songs. They're not like super deep cuts or anything, but they're still very enjoyable.
It's on Netflix. It's the hits.
I'm just like, as a certified K-pop connoisseur and a person of pretension, I found them to be like very accessible, casual K-pop songs. No, it was amazing. Every time I heard one, I was like, And then I wondered if Kitty was like getting veneers and that's why her teeth were so shaved down and pointy.
I just think she has her teeth. Good for her. Let people have teeth, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's got to be, what, 12?
I think that's what she was when she first started.
I know.
Which was like 3. So she was 17.
She's very young. Very lovely.
And
expressive.
Isn't it great? Hey, Dad and stepmom, I just got into Korean school. It starts in 24 hours. I'm like, girl, you can't get to Korea in 24 hours. Like, not to throw a wet blanket on this party, but... You ain't gonna make it to the KISS school.
And I know, it's like, how interesting that same KISS. What a coincidence. They really lucked out. What are your overall impressions? You've both finished it?
She's got, it goes to 10.
It goes to 10, but.
I mean, it's an easy watch. It's mm-hmm. to all the boys I've loved before. It's super gayer.
Which we love.
And in Korea, and everyone's gorge.
Yeah.
And Mino and Yuri are brother and sister in real life.
Whoa.
Deal with that.
I barely can.
And Q is, I think, 44. I'm just kidding. He's like 23. But, you know, for the most part, all of the Korean people look very young. Mm-hmm. And then you have this Australian-American dude who looks quite old.
Yeah.
And he's their same age, junior in high school. No.
Is he the one who's gay for other gays?
But his boyfriend, Florian, is very attractive. So and everyone's very attractive. Minnow is attractive.
Yeah.
Day looks like he's 12, so that feels weird.
He does. But like if he looks old. Anyone end up together, that's great. If they don't, honestly, I'm okay with that too. I can't quite tell exactly what the
they do. Every episode ends in like a, is this your mom?
Yeah.
You're like, which keeps me reeled in. I'm like, ooh, I don't know, let's find out.
Yeah, there's a separate mystery to unpack of like what happened when her mom was there. Who got pregnant? Who's the kid?
Pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
There's mystery and intrigue and a jerk guy and a nice guy and an American girl who speaks fluent Korean and
yes.
Oh yeah,
she's
I do
the
love
Nick.
Yes. No, I do love how what's the name who bought her sex slave, Day.
What?
She bought the sex slave Day by paying for his tuition. Yes. She was able to do whatever she wanted with him.
But you're right. She does not want him. To
she's gay.
Because lesbian. Yeah, yeah. Yes. That's very clear. You were embracing with someone else. It's like it's called a hug, mom, with my lover. What was I saying?
Who was the one about the sex slave?
Oh, I do love that when the American or the white girl is just like, I don't say oh or whatever. She's just sort of like casually rolls her eyes, but not in a perceptible way. It's sort of like in The Last of Us when he looked down at his watch. Very few people perceived that moment as a callback, but I was able to see that she was casting aspersions to the white lady.
Well, watching To All the Boys I Loved Before, besides thinking that the guy in that also looked way older than any of the girls, I was like, oh, this is cute. It's not meant for me, but it's cute. And this one, I'm like, this is really not meant for me. But since I'd been watching nothing but sadness, I was like, bring on more. What's going to happen now, kitty?
Like, huh?
It's candy.
It's total candy.
No.
With lots of gay stuff.
Mm-hmm. But adorable little kid actors.
Have they been camping yet for you?
No.
They go to a really nice campsite. Everyone's in like a palatial tent. Everything's just beautiful.
Oh,
everything they show is gorgeous. All the people are beautiful. The homes are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The buildings are beautiful. The dorm room's gorgeous.
Yeah, the dorm rooms are insane.
Yeah, well, wait till you see the tents.
Yeah, this is the other side of Parasite that they were warning us about. Oh. That was just like, oh, look at this wealth inequity. How nice is it for them?
Speaking of which, I'm going off on a little bit of a tirade today about Airbnb. Stop with the Airbnb, everybody.
Oh, first of all, they all have cameras.
It doesn't matter. It's not the point. Somebody was saying that they live in Pleasant Ridge, but every one of the houses around them is now an Airbnb.
Mm.
So, like, that's why nobody can buy a house, because everyone's turned it into an Airbnb, because they just hold on to their property and create generational wealth for them and no one else. It's all unregulated Republican nonsense. Stop going to Airbnbs. Stop taking the Lyft and the Uber. Stop with the fucking DoorDash. Huh.
I'll stop Airbnb-ing.
You've done that, though, since I've known you.
What?
Whatever trip you went on that you slid down the hill, a.k.a. hiking.
Yeah.
You were in an Airbnb.
And that for the last time ever.
And then no one can afford to buy anything or live anywhere because the rent, there's no inventory anywhere. No one wants to hear me rant.
No, I super do because fuck that. Because like, it's just.
What are we going to do? I don't know. Did you watch anything else?
Well, I mean, this isn't going to lighten the mood, but I finished Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, didn't we all? I am finished with Yellow Jackets as well. Yes.
That was my finale as well.
Spoiler alert, Natalie's dead.
It's just like, of all of them to kill, I was just like, ooh, fuck, I'd really hate it if they died. And I was like, I want no one to die. And then as soon as Natalie died, and I was like, oh, I could, anyone else could have died but her. Like, killed them all.
Not Elijah Wood and not Misty, but definitely Lottie.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Lottie should have been the one to die.
Van, we hardly know you.
Well, yeah, like, you weren't even supposed to be there, first of all.
And
dying anyway, she has cancer.
It's two of y'all's fault that we killed anyone. Like, I feel like, why did we let it get this far? And it was because of Van and Lottie. We're all just placating them. Why did Thaisa listen to her? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, they had a plan.
Yeah.
It was well crafted. And it's just like, Natalie was actually
plans are great, but
bettering herself and trying to improve out of this. And Lottie sucked him back in with Shauna and Thaisa's situation that predated the Woods. She's been crazy. Take her out. Her grandma was seeing those things too. Is she the source? Maybe. Get that lesbian out of here.
Forget about that. There's just so much. in that show?
I mean, I'm hoping it's a sophomore slump, but I'm not going to be like, when the Yellow Jacket's coming back.
No.
After the first one, it was just like, because there were points that was like, ah, this was like maybe a miss, but it was so exciting just because everyone was so well cast. All this female energy was amazing. Just powerhouse, tour de force acting. And I was like, cool, the second season's going to like level up. And it was just like, okay, well now the novelty of having these amazing women acting their asses off has kind of worn off because the material isn't sort of like fleshing out.
No, it like but you know stalled what? Out and now we're just like, oh, so we're just going to turn into straight up murderers and kill each other. And this feels awful and super negative. And there's no fun mystery. And, like, there's no girl power. Like, what are we doing here?
I know. I didn't really mind when Elijah Wood killed that cop, though. Oh, yeah.
That was a fun moment.
I would watch a spinoff of just Elijah Wood and Misty.
Oh, my God.
100%. Like, please, citizen detectives, let's hit the road.
I'm also a cop. I'm a citizen detective. Have you heard of us? Like, no, dreamy little man. I have not.
But using that as a ruse to just murder him and being like, I know this is a lot for you right now, Jeff, but I'm going to need you to lift up the legs of this dead man. All right, just real He's quick. Like,
so here's what I've done. I've planted this murder. You can get the evidence, yeah, or you can explain why there's a dead man in your trunk. I mean, your call.
Yeah, but better make it quick. Hear those sirens, baby? That was amazing. Beautiful levity. But
that I want. I do not want to watch Lottie getting curbed. I don't want to watch Shauna feeding his brother's heart to his brother. Oh, that's fucking disgusting. God.
Yeah, in the woods. Can we fast forward? There's 25 years between, like, and clearly there's fucked up shit that's happening in their real life. Can we just, like, spend more time not just, like, painfully trying to survive? It's so, I can't do it.
Or let's spin off. Shauna's daughter, she's amazing. Yes. I love
doing
her
so well. She's, well, did you see Lottie? Obviously, she's going to be the new queen because Lottie was, like, the power within you. And I was like, oh, my God. She's going to, like, run this whole shit. We're going to have a whole nother thing.
And why is it as we get crazier, we put on more and more eyeliner? Because Lottie was not wearing that much makeup 3 episodes ago. And in this one, it's like, mascara, eyeliner, mascara, crazy.
Well, she got all dressed up for the ceremony.
She, so much eyeliner.
I mean, she realized that her therapist
put on some tinted moisturizer
was never actually there. So I think that sent her into a bit of a state. She's a little bit wild.
Hey, Yellow Jackets.
That was sad when she was just like, they picked me because I could hear it. And then I shared my knowledge. And now I'm not the queen anymore.
No, pick Natalie.
Because you let that kid die, even though he was just trying to save you. Well done. Here's your crown.
Yeah, and his brother's still going to have sex with you? I think not.
And eat him. It was like, but like, he wasn't
it's
killed.
It's like, no wonder you guys just did drugs for the rest of your lives.
Amen.
How the fuck do you come
back
from that?
Oh my God, and then when Natalie's on the plane and she's like, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm like, oh, that is my worst fear of what happens when you die. That you are just like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go. Oh.
Well, and then Lottie being like, you're supposed to be here.
I know,
stupid
fuck off,
bitch.
Lottie.
Fuck off, Lottie. What?
And yeah, why is Lottie there? Did she die? Mm. Is that not real Lottie?
It was baby Lottie. It was in Natalie's mind. It should have been Lottie. If we were going to kill off someone.
I mean, let's not watch a show where we're rooting for which person should die.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, and then Shauna, I fucking love Melanie Lynskey, but even I was just like, after your storylines this year, babe, I wouldn't mind if you kicked it. Yeah. I can't see you sobbing over a goat anymore.
I didn't even feel like she was. She was like, now you're going to make me kill it. Great. I'm not doing this again.
Well, the moment she was just like, okay, then I have to slaughter the goat. And I was like,
and it took you 25 years and a goat to be like, I mean, maybe I have some PTSD from...
She just killed the dude.
Maybe I never allowed myself to love my daughter. What can you do? I always kept a barrier because, like, what if she left? So I decided to never, like, truly let her into my heart. Yeah, things happen.
If Coach Ben tried to kill them all in the woods, right? Did he set that fire?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. 100%. He tried to kill himself, and he was like, no, it is you who should die.
He's like, I found this little tree.
Hello, fellow
friends. We're happy to live for a while. And Natalie and I could live together, and nothing's going to happen. No, I'm gay. But she didn't want to come,
but
so
she went crazy.
Fucking burn him down.
But Natalie is exactly who all gay men would have gravitated to at that time period.
Everybody gravitates toward Natalie.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, black eyeliner. Let's go.
It's just like, you're going to understand and not care. Let's go. You're also going to
You're hardcore.
Hugs. You're not hardcore if you get hardcore from, like, School of Rock.
Nope. So I spent almost 10 hours at church. Hillsong, baby.
Oh my God. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
How was it?
It is so fucking good. So I watched the Hulu one. It was only 4 parts. Upsetting. And then HBR Max has merged with Discovery Plus. So there was their old one, also 3 episodes. And then they had an update.
Well, because it's just
and
Max
I listened
now
to 2 podcasts. I'm in. I got it. I win. I'm the winner of Hillsong. It's
I am God now.
If anyone's listening, I think Carl Lenz is still lying, and I think he is a big piece of shit. Big, giant piece of shit. So the Houston...
Is he the one that started it?
Oh, Emma. What
I'll
kind
watch,
of a question
but...
is that? So it all started in Australia, actually in New Zealand, with an old pervert named Frank Houston. They don't say Houston, they say Houston. So he was disgusting, started in an evangelical church, and then his son became a pastor. Mm-hmm. Now, at some point, some people started coming forward, boys, and saying that Frank had been molesting them. And he's like, no, no. And then, so one of them he admitted to, like on his deathbed, just one time, one slip up, no big whoops. Oof. But in Australia, if you know of a crime, so if you come to me and say, I killed someone, if I don't tell the police, I go to jail.
Oh.
If you have knowledge about a crime and you don't come forward, you go to jail. Frank's the dad. Brian is the son. Uh-huh. Brian is not cute at all.
So we're fine when he's in prison.
Hold on. So Brian comes to America to figure out why the churches here are so successful. Because America is the beginning of everything horrible.
Because we, like, monetize religion.
So he comes to find prosperity churches, right? The PTL, all that stuff. So he goes back and starts that model. Mm-hmm. And now they want to attract the young people, right? So that's when the music starts. There's this other guy named Jeff who was excommunicated at some point. But he seems like a lovely puppet. But he's the one that created all the music. And he created it. They said, let's call these Hillsong services. And then whatever. So the other church gets in trouble for molesting. So they just decide they're all Hillsong churches now.
Oh, Jesus.
So now they want to come to America with the cool music, but they want to get rid of Jeff. So they start the place in New York, and it's diverse, and it looks amazing. And Carl with the tight pants, right? He's running it.
Is he the one who was with Justin Bieber?
Yes. Wearing that hoodie that's like $40,000.
Oh, God.
And with Chris Pratt.
Yes, fuck that dude.
So, but they have all young people on stage. They're talking about all young people stuff, mm-hmm. but they still are anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-premarital sex. They talk about purity all the time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Carl ends up, in the first documentary, he admits to having an affair with this woman who came forward, and she's like all tatted up. She's super thin. She has a shirt that's basically like Nick's. It's barely on because she has a breastbone tattoo uh-huh. that she wants you to see.
Uh-huh.
So she's barely wearing a shirt, and you're just like, ooh, terrifying. So then at the end of that documentary, you're like, oh, I mean, he had one affair. His wife forgave him. Mm-hmm. One funny story. Damn, that Carl is charming. So he's cheated on his wife. They've been kicked out of the church, both of them. Everyone hates him.
Yeah.
And he's like, can you stop with the books everywhere? He's like, I walk in a room and it's like, I don't know if he's cheating on you. Next book I run into, he's a betrayer. Never trust again. He's like, can you get rid of some of these books? She's like, no, I can't. And he's like, okay then. Anyway.
Good for her.
It is a deep dive, and it's really sad because their motto was, like, you're home. Welcome home. Like, we're so glad you're here.
Yeah.
So all of the disenfranchised.
Is Philip Phillips part of this? Was the 2012 Olympics also part of this? I'm gonna make this place your home. Gabby Douglas just spinning in the air. That's how they would have gotten me to convert. Honestly, I'd be like, sign me up.
Well, you can see you moved to a new city, right? Mm-hmm. And there's, like, you're moved to this one woman moved to Boston. I just wanted to make friends.
Yeah.
And there's this awesome music. I haven't heard any of the music, but I guess it's awesome. They license it to everybody. Anyway, that documentary ends. I'm like, I better watch the other one. Turns out he had an affair with the nanny for quite a long time that she said was not consensual. Several other affairs.
Oh, goodness.
Brian has been accused of molesting people and having inappropriate sex. And
Brian's the son of the molester?
Correct.
Grand molester?
Then there was another guy named Reed who's in Dallas. So he got drunk and grabbed this girl and kind of like molested her girly parts in front of everybody. And she was traumatized. And they were like, I'm not here to defend him, but he's not a bad person.
Fuck.
He just got drunk and made a mistake.
Oh, goodness.
So anyway, you're just like, in the one documentary, you're like, this is terrible. And then so they go back. The woman from Boston is now like full lesbo, like shaved head, you know, black hair. And they're going down. They're fucking going down. Yeah. Brian's on trial. He'll find out in June if he's going to go to jail or not. And now one of the whistleblowers from the finance department is like, this is all lies.
Wow.
All this money that they said went to everyone just went to them. This is all fraud. So once again, it will be the money that brings people down, not the horrendous things they do
to
people.
It is so horrific that that is what happens. The only reason that Elizabeth Holmes went down is because she took people out of money. And then
nobody
running puff pieces in New York about she's a loving mother. Look how blonde and white she is.
Liz now. She's not Elizabeth Holmes.
No. She's rebranded.
But that woman's editor said.
She's like HBO Max.
Editor said, you just got Elizabeth Holmes. You think that con artist really changed? Or do you think you just got conned again, you moron?
Everyone's stupid and Airbnbs. Oh.
I highly recommend anything else.
Did you just pray towards me?
I did. It was amazing. these are my people. I don't know why. I love it so much.
You're like, I actually...
But they're actively coming down now. So yes. These are like active cases. That's exciting.
Correct. They went from like 150,000 people in their stadium tours to a congregation of 700 in New York.
When are we going to take down Joel Osteen?
What the hell?
Fuck that dude.
I mean...
Pat Roberts? Fuck that dude. Fuck that little troll. Fuck that Keebler elf.
I don't understand why people have never understood that the prosperity ministries are not true. Because, and that's what they say in the Hillsong one, like they think the money that you're putting in the, you know, people tithe through their work, right? Like, so it comes straight out of your paycheck.
Dear God.
It's not like you have to do anything. They can make it so that it comes right out of your direct deposit.
How convenient.
Yeah, so you're tithing all this money and you really are thinking it's going to help the poor. But it's not. It's going to buy them a fucking boat.
I just don't understand. I mean, I guess this is what cults do. But when you're sitting in a stadium tour for a minister who's wearing very expensive clothes and got there on a private jet, how can you think that money's going to... Where are the poor?
Because that's what they're saying. You need to pray like as hard as I do because I'm in God's favor, which is why he's blessing me with all of these things. I'm not taking your money. This is money coming to me in other ways because of God.
Yeah. I mean, it must be like a multi-messaging marketing scheme, right? Like there's...
Is that what MMPORG is?
Everybody volunteers. So like they have to pay no one to do anything.
Yeah, because they have to get a lot of people. You know, I think the coming home is such a powerful call. Like when people are lonely, they seek things like this.
Yes, and everyone's seeking community and to do something good. Mm-hmm. Not everyone.
You know what else is a powerful people. Call?
And then
the Horns of Gondor.
Yeah. But if you're as fascinated by cults as I am, I say go for it. I also watched episode one of the Randall scandal that no one would care about, but that's fine.
What is that?
I do
it's
think
more Vanderpump Rules nonsense.
Well, okay. I will say that's snippier than Scandoval. The Randall scandal really gets me.
Scandoval. Well, he's part of it. So had Scandoval not happened, this Randall scandal would have been a much bigger deal.
What did he do? Like molest kids, but it wasn't as snazzy.
More money. So Lala Kent, who's on the show, her boyfriend Randall, who's been a movie producer and all of this stuff, he's just bilked people out of hundreds of thousands of dollars, made his assistants, like, he was very abusive, groomed them, and then make them pay for things and then never give them money back. So this one guy who's like, he really beat me down, and I'll never get out of debt, and it's all the things that I bought for him. What's that, Kitty? Are you going to be gay? Sounds great.
Oh, my God. Do Kitty and, like, Yuki do shit?
Her name is Yuri, hate crime, and I'm not going to tell you.
Yuki is... One of the people from Idol.
Oh, G-Idol? G-Idol?
I know. And Western, the Westerners butcher the language, but they say G-Idol. But it's Idol in Korean. But every time they pulled out that queen card and fucking yellow jackets, I was like, queen card, I'm hot, my boobs and booty hot. Oh!
They really rushed into that, too. Like, oh, all of a sudden we're drawing cards. It's like, this is like one of the prime mysteries of this entire series, and you're not even going to tell us how we decided this system?
Who still has a working Sharpie to X out the queen's
Where
eyes?
Did the queen come from?
Yeah.
Wasn't the thing that this was a deck without queens?
There's only one queen.
Damn, Emily, pay attention.
I know. I was like, fuck, dude. That rendered me speechless.
On a happy note, there's a show called Primo on American, on Amazon Freebie. So Shea Serrano, who is a writer, and he used to be on the Ringer podcast, he's awesome. And he wrote a show about his life growing up with his five uncles and his mom. It's sort of like people of Mexican descent, Abbott Elementary. That same kind of joy, kind, loving people. Primo on Primo. Amazon Freebie.
Primo Donna girl.
Did you watch anything else this week?
Let's see. Survivor, we watched that.
Oh.
Survivor.
Survivor. Yeah.
We didn't talk about it yet.
We didn't talk about the finale.
The finale happened after we recorded last week.
Seriously?
Yeah, because that's right. It was on Thursday. Survivor.
It's really sad that Danny won. Just kidding.
No, Danny left. Although
I heard you had to pace and leave. What happened to you?
I was so overcome with emotion that I did have to call a lift, stare wistfully out the window as the sun set, and then lay in my hammock listening to bird sounds for about 30 minutes before I felt that I could go on with life.
When you found out that Carolyn
got zero votes. It was the fact that she got zero votes.
But that's how it's been the last four times.
I know, but I just hate that. I just hate that
She's
so much.
She's fine.
I get that this new era of Survivor is about like Danny being like, I wouldn't vote for my own mother if she gave a bad argument. And I was like, I fucking would. Why don't you love your mom?
Danny's full of shit. He's just an asshole.
It's just like, I wish people could still just be like, hey, I liked you more, so here's my vote. Instead of like, you know, it doesn't have to be the whole, if you were starving in the desert, I would watch you die, like season one.
Don't you dare talk bad about Sue.
you were dying of thirst, I would give my last sip of water to the ground. But
they owe her money, actually.
Survivor?
Yes, after they let Richard Hatch, like, rub his fucking genitals against her in the next round. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for her.
Sue him, Sue Hawk.
But yeah, it was just like, okay, who played the best game, who gave the best argument, which, like, I get, but, like, also, if you just had the best connection, Franny's saying, like, you changed my life forever. Here you go, Jam Jam. And, like, Carson.
Yeah, what is that about, Franny?
I know. It's sort of like, whoever gives the best argument, that way the viewers know that I was on the right side of history or whatever. It's just like, vote for who you like. Doesn't have to all come down to Final Tribal Council. Yes, the Marianne moment was amazing. And she, like, usurped everyone. But she wasn't the front runner going in. And, like, I don't know. I was just mad about it.
It's understandable.
I love Jam Jam. And in retrospect, I was very excited. We have another gay man. The first one in, like, ages. Since, like, season 15.
You remember the two gay guys who were a couple and they were Christian and they were not having sex on Survivor?
Yeah.
Hillsong. In the documentary. Sorry.
Oh, no. Yeah. Sense. One of them's, like, super buff.
Yes. Yeah. Not that one. The other one was in the documentary.
Yeah, they're still around the Survivor circles. And one of them was with High, so you know someone had sex there.
So, but I know that you saw the clip of Sia giving Carolyn $100,000.
I did appreciate that. Yeah, that
was. And she gave Carson $15,000
and Lauren $15,000 as well.
Why Lauren? Why not Heidi? Because nobody likes Heidi.
Heidi, really? I don't know what it is. Because, like, they're all have their NDAs or whatever where they can't post. It's been abolished. So they're all just, like, going at about, these are the crazy times we had together until this started airing. And it's super cute. And they had a dress as your favorite castaway night. And Heidi wore, like, a blonde wig, looked dead on Carolyn, has been like, I love my LGBTQIA plus fans. And it's just like, she seems relatively, like, super earnest. But I think it's just because she's so calculating and so logical that people are having a troubling time getting to her.
And she did interrupt Jam Jam.
And you should. Oh, in the beginning, that was a lot too. Because, like, I was just like, Heidi, you're going too hard, too fast. Mm-hmm. You got to settle in, baby girl.
Do not interrupt the Jam Jam.
Yeah, but in retrospect, Jam Jam, worthy winner. I'm very happy that he won. It's lovely. Gay person of color. We love to see it. But just seeing Carolyn not be able to, like, really put her best foot forward in the final tribal council, knowing that she came on because of Marianne and that gave her hope to do it, and to see how she took sort of the opposite direction and fumbled tribal council, and then people not giving her a single vote, and then that fucking reunion on the island when they just found out and they're pouring their heart into this for 20-whatever days that now they have to celebrate the winner, eat pizza, and just, like, talk shit. Bullshit. End that shit right now. Both Carolyn and Heidi were like, that fucking sucked. Don't do it again. So don't go to Airbnb and don't trust Jeff Probst or Mark Burnett.
Oh, definitely don't.
Definitely not Mark Burnett.
That's a no-do. My feeling was, hey, Carson, instead of working on that 3D puzzle, why don't you try putting on some fire? I saw him interviewed and he said he knew how to make fire really well. He just got really nervous and overwhelmed. And he said the slim, whatever it's called, that game with the balls, that they go at different paces. So you would think it would take 1 second on the left circle and 1 second on the right, but it's 1 second on the left circle and 1.5 seconds on the other. He's
angles.
Like, and I had not calculated that. Uh-huh. So I kept throwing them at the wrong time. He's like, and then I was trying to do the math in my head, and that's when I lost it.
Mm-hmm. That was badass that Heidi at the final moment was like, I'm going to win this.
Was it? We were all like, Tika forever. Oh.
I know. That sucked. But, like,
for her storyline, it was badass. But unfortunately, we weren't as interested in her storyline.
I know.
I was not.
But, like, objectively looking back, because I had to be objective, because I was just like, my emotions are taking me off the bridge. And I need to center myself again. I was like, that was a great thing. And then it was a ballsy move to, like, do the fire, the fastest one ever.
Let's be honest. If you're going to do fire, you need to go against the person who says they're real good at making fire, not Carson.
I know.
Right? When you take the weakest person and say, I'll take you down, little man.
It's like, obviously,
not as impressive. Take Jam. Jam Jam's like, I want to make fire. Let's go.
Yeah, well, that was him playing a great social game. God, I sound so annoying. His social game was so wonderful.
It was.
Was being like, I want to make fire, so she's not picking the strongest. I was down for that. I don't have to lift a finger because she already thinks Carson is the strongest. And so she's like, maybe the weakest of fire, but he's going to win the votes because he 3D printed everything. And I was like, baby, that's a homosexual.
And then when he was like, well, back when I was working at NASA, and Carolyn's like, NASA? Because you're a rocket scientist. Oh, my God, Carson.
And he's like, student.
Love that bitch. On Twitter, she was like.
Is she ever going to come out, though?
Who?
Carson.
Is she? I don't know. She, has been.
You're calling her she.
Well, they did the dress, like, and he dressed up as Claire, including wearing Claire's, like, bench outfit. Well, it was her outfit that she wore in Survivor, but she, like, became famous on the
Who's
bench.
Claire?
Claire was the, light-skinned black girl with the braids who would always sit out on Soka.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She had that, like, crop top type thing, so Carson wore that exact crop top, and I was like, baby girl's in her moment. And then they it was also a video of like him and Carolyn getting lip injections yes. after.
Carolyn got a lot. Yeah. Carson's like, so we thought we'd like clean up ourselves. So we got lip injections. And I'm like, this is a filter. But then as you keep watching, you're like, it's not.
It's not a filter.
Carson got lip injections?
He just got a little
He just
on
got
the bottom,
one syringe.
But she literally has a full Kardashian yeah. mouth.
And then. Jam Jam is there too, looking disinterested, and then Franny's in the background like, oh my God.
They're all in a bed in a hotel room together.
Yeah. But Claire and Carson were at the beach, and Carson was like imitating the table, and then there was like a face down ass up pose that Claire posted and was like, the fans will love this. And thankfully, credit to Twitter, the people in the comments were like, watch it. He's 20 years old. This is his journey. So don't Aww. Be like, you know, super me, I guess. Just sexually explicit.
Well, round of applause for the season.
Yeah. I did notice he's more lovable not character. Wearing the cross necklace anymore. So hopefully a coming out is a coming.
Or not. Be you, Carson.
Be you. Be you.
But being less Christian feels good just in this day and age.
Especially after watching 10 hours of Hillsong.
We got the meats. Hillshire. We got the meats. The Hillshire Farms. Where's their documentary? How do they make their meat so delicious?
I can't wait to hear about it. Someday.
The flesh.
Take it to the runway, runway. Take it to the runway, runway. Come on, girl. Put your face in the walk. Head to toe. Let your whole body talk. Well, I like that one better.
Did you watch the RuPaul's Drag Race?
Ish. I digested content through Twitter, and then Emma gave me a recap.
So ish.
And your opinion from all of those things?
First of all, I was going to watch it after Yellow Jackets, but Yellow Jackets pissed me off so much that I was like, I can't have another episode with Heidi not winning and Jimbo winning. And guess what? I saved myself a lot of strife.
But you didn't get to see Alexis Michelle being a super cunt.
Bruh. It has gotten to the point that now she's being such a cunt that it's almost iconic, at least from Bosco's lens. Because Bosco was like, oh my God. This fucking bitch being like, I have to take ownership for the fact that I didn't say that her idea, her, right there, Darian Lake's idea that cost us all this win and pours in this position, was a poor one. And so in retrospect, I guess that was still Darian Lake's fault.
But also, yeah. I'm so sorry I didn't stand up for myself in this moment. What? It was a terrible idea, and I knew that the whole time.
And I
I'm
said
so
it.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
She is...
Just shut up.
She is a sociopathic monster.
She has learned nothing. You can get all the bad edits you want. That first Untucked where she's crying about nothing, yeah. And now this... Mm-mm. Bye.
Well, you could tell in the first one that she was trying to rehab her image, but being like, can you believe we're all here? Or maybe she wasn't. Maybe that was her just being like, no, let's make this moment about all of us, me. Which, like, oof. To be the most self-centered drag queen is a skill. Violet Chachki voice. She to serve two looks in one is a talent. Anyway, people keep knocking on Lalaurie's outfits, and it's just like,
oh, my God.
First of all, they had to prepare.
What was this week's?
Oh, it's a pink jacket.
It's the ass
one. It's too short. And then you turn around, yeah. And then she doesn't have the right pants on. Does that make sense with the pantyhose?
Is hers the one where the ass goes so low that you can just see, like, also the balls?
No, that's Alexis Michelle. I don't have a picture of it. That's Alexis Michelle is wearing a beautiful bride's dress. It's a bride's dress? Wedding dress?
Gown.
So it's really pretty. And then she turns around and her ass is out, but it's way low. So you can see, like, the cup, like the where her butt meets her thigh, and a little bit more, and you're like, oh, no balls.
It's just like under boob, I love. Under butt is not something that I super enjoy. especially when we see the hairy testicle. It just takes you out.
Well, better than this episode was the pit stop with Bianca Del Rio and Mistress Isabel Black. Isabel
Brooks.
Brooks. Jesus Christ.
I know they were.
It's
just...
MIB, Men in Black, Mistress Isabel Brooks. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
They rip each other apart. It is hilarious. Bianca's like, I hear you said it. You said, I hate Alexa. I hate Alexa. I think she's stupid. I think she should die. I hate Alexa. This is just like, it's really funny. I mean, as like, bad as Sugar and Spice were, is as good as yeah. MIB is.
It is honestly amazing. It's just nice to see someone match Bianca's energy because she really.
Did you actually watch it or did you just hear Twitter talk about it?
No, I actually watched the whole thing. Okay. Yeah. That's how I also watched it ish. First of all, Scandaval. But it was super funny because then she would lean into the jokes and she was not like, oh my God, you like twisted my words. She was like, twist him even harder, bitch. Like, let's lean in. I fucking hate that whore. Let's see. And when they were trying to actually have a good moment with Darian, they're like, oh, but like real talk, like we do love her after just like not saying a genuine, sincere word for the first 20 minutes.
No, but you know, Bianca loves Darian. They went on the ABCD tour together.
That's why I needed them to clarify because I was super bummed about Darian not having a great showing here because I've been wanting her for a very long time.
Why? Because she was mean to Ben de la Creme? Full of yourself.
First of all, objectively amazing read. Second of all, I'm a Ben de la Creme fan. I enjoyed her the most in that season and I wanted her to be in the top four over Darian, but Darian's still a fierce little hoe. And that ho-ho can't hoe no mo. She's voted out. Also, Jimbo... never winning a lip sync is my hero origin story. Like, I have gone through phases where I've loved Jimbo and been like, enough. But just knowing that he cannot win a lip sync is something so beautiful. And it does show you that there are so many other talents besides lip syncing. And a queen needs to be able to MC and have a lot of other, like, shit and, you know, creativity beyond that. But just seeing someone fail so profoundly, so consistently...
I just think Chanel intriguing. Was amazing.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one. She hit the moments a little bit better.
Yes. I mean, I think she deserved more. Yeah. But once again.
But it's not because she was up.
I don't give a damn about my bad reputation.
No, 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 no.
I don't know.
You know why I learned that song?
Yes, Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, Shrek. Shrek the movie.
Freaks and Geeks is a really good show.
I watched it. Yeah. Linda Cardellini. Linda Cardellini, James Franco, Busy Phillips, Seth Rogen. Look at me naming people who are in it.
John Francis Daly, who wrote the Dungeons and Dragons movie.
John Patrick Donaghy. No. Ranji E.
I feel like people are hating on James Mansfield, and I like thought she was fine in the challenge, and I liked her outfit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know why people are hating on her.
I don't either.
It does feel like we're being...
We won't.
Maybe it's just because, like, I've... Not off the Jimbo train, but I'm not certainly on it. I'm just sort of like a Mumbai bus. I'm just hanging on. And...
You just keep me hanging on. Have you seen Candy Muse's triple butt?
The latex outfits we thought were both terrible this week, and clearly it was more about the challenge than the runway, but I was like, that group shouldn't
that
win.
Fit.
I know, it's
you
terrible.
You need a tail or something to pull that down.
It's way above her butt.
It looks very much like Aja's from All Stars.
What was the other latex look?
Jimbo's was also.
Jimbo's is always latex. He had boob butts.
Yeah. Maybe the outfit wasn't latex, but it was just a lot of butt.
Well, he does look amazing, latex. Though. His glow up with the makeup and the fillers and everything. His face does look great these days,
yes,
I think.
But I hate this outfit.
Me too. Heidi.
That's a lot of fillers. It's just like a lot of fillers. Kana Montrese looks great. Her fillers have been great. Jimbo's are just like, we're just inflating it. It's Simon Cowell-y.
Yeah. Heidi is sexy Eeyore.
Hilarious.
That was super funny. Why is Heidi not one? That's why she wants to leave.
I don't know. I think they're trying to push her over the edge.
If they try to Jan Heidi, I swear to God.
So you would have given this week to Heidi?
No, I would have given last week to Heidi.
Yeah, me too. But you didn't see this week when they do the trailers for their shows?
No, I saw about like 0.5 seconds from the pit stop. And then Emma gave me renditions. Apparently, Michelle Visage was not really helpful. Thanks.
Well, she also was like grossed out by the Candy Muse Jimbo.
Uh-huh.
Who was the third person in their group?
Jessica Wilde.
They were like, gross. She's like, maybe not having that coming out of the butt or the vagina. Like, no.
What is with this sanitizing drag so the Republicans are happy, Mission Michelle? Because, like, Divine would be rolling over in her grave. John Waters should be in a grave, but still is kicking and can kick you out of this little
I'll
sphere.
Tell you what, anytime you pretend to be giving anyone head and like wipe your mouth, RuPaul thinks it's
loves
a fucking
it. Amazing. Yeah, so of course they
tried to do that to Amethyst, and she was like, I'm going to go for it. And RuPaul was like, I love your nose.
So we're rooting for Heidi.
Rooting for Heidi, yeah. I was rooting for Heidi, and I was rooting for Darian. And I think Darian was the one I was most excited for, just because like she was never invited to like pit stops, and she like, I don't know, she's an old-fashioned queen who's done old-suit drag and never really benefited from, like, the surge of Drag Race. And I thought she should have gotten on that show.
She did at least look her best this week.
Yes. Well, she and Mrs. Kasha Davis can go do shows that no one will come to.
Well, when Kasha Davis was like, I could leave, I was like, we hate a quitter. Get out of here.
But then I've got a husband.
But when Heidi was like, I should just leave, I was like, Heidi, no. So clearly I'm biased.
Heidi looks amazing, and she's been really funny and talking about... Did you hear when she was talking about Hymens this week?
Heisman, yeah. I saw it on Twitter.
They were like, Heisman.
I got the
God
gist.
Forbid you watch the actual show.
I got the gist, if not the lisp, because I didn't hear it in person.
Did you say I got the
Did
gist?
You see that Heidi has like a fleshlight of her gap tooth?
No.
Some people are just sticking their members into her gap tooth.
That is disgusting.
Queen.
Nobody in this room.
Saved by the cock. Let's go.
Does anyone remember last week's Tweet of the Week? I don't.
Mm-hmm. It was talking to a trash can, but it didn't beat piss fingers.
I don't remember what talking to the trash can was.
To the end of
Rolled
time.
Rolled up to the fast food joint and was like,
piss fingers.
Ma'am, can you scoot up? You're talking to a trash can.
Everyone says to adopt a dog, this is piss, or cat, this is piss fingers. All right, here we go.
Piss fingers.
At Feld Frog, body parts are often metaphors. Guts are courage. Balls are courage. Spine is courage. Toes are small pigs that participate in the market economy. Well, they're already writing, everybody.
I've been trying to remember that whole thing because I've been playing with Ace's feet a lot.
Uh-huh. And you're like, oh no, I thought I just went shopping.
Well, and the wee all the way home is them in a slaughter truck.
Vin Diesel's full name is Vehicle Identification Number Diesel. At Turbo 81, I can't pick up my dog's prescription because I can't remember her date of birth. They won't tell me because it's patient privacy. She's a dog. She won't tell me either.
Oh my God. That's what you need. What is the dog that can communicate with the buttons?
Yes.
Bunny?
There's more than one now, but yes.
Bunny, what's your date of birth? Stranger, outside. They check the cameras. Yes.
She was on
them.
Some, I think, Netflix show about pets.
Oh, God.
That my mom and Phil started watching one day during maternity leave because they're bonding. And I was like, oh, this is like what Bunny did. And then Bunny was on. I was like, it's Bunny. She's famous.
They're all over the place. There's one where like the dad gets in the dog bed and the dog's like, bitch, outside. Bitch, outside. Bitch. He's just like, so comfy. The dog is like,
my favorite is when she's like, the owner's like, I love you, Bunny. I love you. And he's like, where dad?
Yes.
Where dad?
God, and the other. So I really loved Bunny, but then they got Otter.
They got...
I do not enjoy Otter.
Oh,
wait, who's Otter?
Otter?
The brother.
I thought they like got Otter, like more
no,
odd.
They got a dark doodle. Or what is it?
Racism?
Poodle.
Yeah.
I just don't like him. And she takes it a little too seriously. No.
She super does, yeah.
For me. I mean...
It's her income. It's
not
just her income.
An expert.
Right? It's all a growth economy, right? You have to keep building, keep making more content, do more stuff. Then it's all consuming.
I'm going to be stressed out.
We're all about to end with Scandoval, so everyone's like, enough. Not me. At Rocks, it said, struggle with sleep? Here are some useful tips. Turn off your phone early. Have a relaxing bath. Open the window. Help a raccoon climb through the window so you can watch Netflix together. This is a sleepover now. Make popcorn for the raccoon. Avoid caffeine.
I feel like it's a Bob's Burgers episode. I've definitely seen that one.
I think it is because it's Linda Belcher reposted it. The Linda Belcher song.
Well, because she loves raccoons. She's like, look at them. Look at them out there.
Look at that little trash panda.
No. It's so precious.
I don't know why, but I have this one three different times in like, my lineup.
If this is not the tweet of the week, then.
It's not. At Scooby Douchebag. Could be.
Hey.
Still punk as fuck. I whisper as I reach for my pill organizer.
The pills are Molly.
I don't know if this one's true. I've been here 30 years plus, and I just realized it's open says me, not open sesame.
That's not true. That is not true.
That can't be true.
That cannot be true.
There was another one that said like, the words to Michael Jackson's song were different. And I would say Mamasaku Mamakusa. Anyway, I don't think that's true, right?
Can we fact check? Truth
it's gotta be Open Sesame. Go for it.
Fucking Twitter. Goddamn liars.
You can say anything on there. It's like open how Elon Sesame. Musk keeps being like, oof, has anyone investigated this? And it's like a picture of Mars. And so people are like doing, Elon Musk is a pedophile. Has anyone investigated this?
Take us now, Hillsong. Take us.
Open Sesame, something that always works to bring about a desired result. Open Sesame. Etymology from Open Sesame. The magical command used by Alibaba. My phone.
Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Scheherazade had 1,000 tails. Not so lucky. Because up your sleeve, you got a random magic never fails. Got some power in your corner. Now some heavy ammunition in your camp. Got some punch. Besides, Yahoo and wow. All you got to do is rub that lamp. You guys didn't listen to the Robin Williams Aladdin very often?
You're not enough.
It's hot.
We pride ourselves on service. You're the boss, the king, the Shah. When I used to drive long distances, I like to perform musicals for myself. Bolin likes to rock.
Is that your favorite Disney movie?
No, Finding Nemo, Pixar. Oh, yeah, sure. Friends. Yeah. What's your favorite Disney movie?
Thanks for asking. Mine is Mulan. Fucking love Mulan.
Sing one song for Mulan.
Will bring honor to us all. When will my reflection show?
Okay. What's yours, Emma?
I don't know if I have one.
To defeat the Huns.
My favorite song from that one is...
They bring me fathers when I asked
daughters.
For son. No, I just wanted all the daddies. Let's bring them out, baby. Let's get in the showers.
Somehow I'll make a man out of you. Will you, Johnny Osmond? Will you?
No, 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 doubt your breath. See right through me.
Okay.
Jim. Birthday cake. What's yours?
She said she didn't know. Where did you ask her?
I don't accept that.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks had a big part in my childhood.
That's fair, yeah.
Angela Lansbury.
I'm 3 years apart. She was born in 1942. And I was born after the war.
A parking space in
downtown. Oh, it might be Moana now. Sorry.
Oh.
Moana I got really into.
You do love that song.
Are you kidding me? Now we can have a girl that doesn't have to fall in love with a prince in a Disney movie? This is amazing. Where was this my whole life? Maybe I would have been a whole different person if I didn't think that finding a boy was the entire purpose. Anyway, got really into it.
Disney did fuck a lot of people up. You never would have married
Phil.
See
the line where the sky meets the sea. It calls me. And no one knows how it goes.
Kids song. Kids dance to that. A parking space in downtown Toronto makes $27 an hour. I, a real person with thoughts and feelings capable of suffering, makes less than a goddamn parking space.
That one just hurts.
At KDDL99 said, taking breaks from exercise or rest days is very important to a fitness regime. I'm on rest day 532 and I'm feeling great.
It's just when they use regime, I'm just like, hold it, Pol Pot. I do not need to get into your nonsense.
At Melissa Onig 69420
said, boo! Find a better nickname, bitch.
I'm a tummy ache survivor, okay? I am so strong.
Aww. She is really strong.
I feel like a tummy ache survivor. I slept on my side for like 2 years when I was a kid because I was really scared if I slept on my back and my tummy hurt that I would throw up and I would choke on my vomit and die. So.
It could happen.
Yeah,
it happened to Jimi Hendrix.
At Gail Simone, me watching Bake Off, you fool! You can't dip the walnut. You can't dip the walnut whirl in the tempered chocolate. You have to drizzle it over the top to achieve the characteristic wobble of the coffee ganache Parisian cafe style. Me baking at home, I forgot to put apples in the apple pie.
Me walking, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
At Chunk Barty said, keeping myself sharp by regularly asking myself tough questions like, what happened yesterday and what was I planning on doing just now?
Every day I feel like a Sim whose action was just canceled, just freaking out, drowning in a pool, not running away from fire.
There's a sign by a lake, crocodiles do not swim here.
Who does?
So a brow tweeting said, narrows eyes. That sounds like something a crocodile would say. Crocodiles do not swim here, meaning like there aren't any crocodiles.
I thought it was a directive to the crocodiles.
I know you did. Crocodiles can't read, Emily.
It just made me think of from Cocaine Bear.
So I've not seen.
If it wasn't Margot Martindale, it might not have worked as well. But she's what? It was brilliant.
EMT too. Bah, bah.
Is it really worth watching Cocaine Bear for me to learn about
it? It was fun.
I'm looking at Emma.
I mean, I'd scroll on your phone while you're doing it, but I want you to really relish in that scene.
All right. Sorry. At Veronica Tab, not Jeff being RuPaul. What would you say to 5-year-old Carolyn?
I'd say maybe don't do drugs.
At Cash Lydia said, I just saw a job require 15 plus years in social media experience. So like, you want to hire a Tom from MySpace? So this is a text chain between Renee and her mom. Renee, going to Sonic for a half price shake. Do you want anything? Mom, grandkids. Renee, do you want anything from Sonic?
Is that like a friend of ours?
No.
Who's Renee?
Renee was on the Twitter.
She's so talented.
At It's Nash Flynn said, I have a pretty unique voice, and at my first job, the manager asked me to record an in-store commercial. One day, some lady in my line told me it sounded like me, and I was like, it is me. And she said, oh, honey, maybe someday. And that's the closest I've ever felt to being Tony Hawk. You ever read those? And they're always like, oh, you're bored with that skateboard? You look right at me with Tony Hawk. He's like, yeah, that's me. Like, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No one ever believes them.
I love the part from his documentary where he was like, I keep a cell phone at the bottom of the half pipe for in case I paralyze
break
myself.
My leg.
Yeah.
Which he did. He broke his.
Yeah, he could still walk. Grow up. Did you see about that person who could actually walk because they connected his brain to his spine through Bluetooth?
Yes.
Weirded me out, man. Like, happy for him, but I was like, what?
End of time.
It's the end of times.
At Tracy Bro said, someone asked me what I did this weekend, like I'm some sort of mountain climber. I'm 50 years old, Connor. I was on a heating pad eating nachos. Amen. At Kristen underscore Arnett said, landlord, no, I will be a sea lady. Seal lady. Damn it. Landlord, no, I will be a sea lady.
And I'll just be a surf.
At Allison Levy said, how many times is everyone going to the grocery store per week? Is it 26?
What?
How many times is everyone going to the grocery store per week? Is it 26?
Oh, heard. I wish. Bitch, I can't drive. I have to lift. And Julie would not be pleased if I took 26 lifts. Not 26. 52. There and back. Fast math. Had to pull out the finger.
At Perplexy said, sometimes I talk to myself and we both laugh.
Me on this podcast. It's really not for engaging in conversation or the listeners. It's just for me.
As long as it brings you joy.
It super does.
Your chest gets to feel the cool breeze in there.
I haven't unbuttoned any more buttons. We're still at sternum length.
Ashley has two bottles of wine. She goes to the store and buys two more. What does Ashley have now?
Alcoholism.
Happiness. Oh, Ashley has happiness. Oh, no, she twinned. Men's pants. Your waist is 30 inches. Therefore, you are in a size 30. Women's pants. Your waist is in bad inches. You have wide hips, a small butt, short legs, a prehensile tail, and we don't like your face. Therefore, you are a size whatever the fuck we want, but only at this store. And you don't know this to be true, but at Old Navy, I'm like a 2. Banana Republic, maybe a 16. H&M, can't fit into anything.
No, that's when I first found that out, I was like, dear God.
It's very mean.
No one wants women to be successful. But it was just like, yeah, no, this is an 8 and this crazy, crazy pants. You wouldn't even know because the pants are crazy in different sizes.
The Old Navy Banana Republic is particularly evil given that they're the same company.
And the Gap, right? So I think the Gap is your true size, right? Uh-huh. Like I'm a 10. I'm fine with the 10 feels good, feels right. I'm very tall. Little thickums in the thighs. And then you go to Old Navy and try on 10. You're like, is this made for 10 people? And then you go to Banana Republic, try on 10. You're like, I can't zip it. Everyone help. At Delilah S. Dawson, executive. So what do we think women want in fashion? Women pocket. Executive. Cold shoulder tops and pastels. Got it. Woman pocket. Executive. Clothes with pre-made holes and delicate fabrics. Women pocket. Executive, cutouts in flabby areas? Great. Woman, pocket. Executive, shapes that require new bras? I thought so. Whoever thought of those cold shoulders? I mean, obviously women in their 50s, who like, that's the only part of your body that doesn't look old. Because your arms are like crepey now, and the skin's getting weird. So you're like, right here looks fantastic.
Isn't that where it gets the most direct sun?
What?
I'm just saying, I feel like there's no attractive part.
It's like you're supposed to apply sunscreen to your face and the tops of your shoulders.
I was just like, I was like, bitch, not getting me melanoma. I was outside of my hammock for like 10 minutes in direct sunlight, and I could feel the burn coming. And so I dragged my hammock like Jesus with a fucking crucifix laboriously to this little glade in my backyard, pitch black, essentially, full shade. And I was like, I'm home. I still got burnt.
You still have a little color. You're not translucent today.
I'm red.
Kissed.
It's wild. Pax will fuck you up. It's like, hey, you know how your body is supposed to like protect against heating? Doesn't anymore.
The first rays of the season are also particularly brutal.
That's fair. Well, and like, it's like, if you start sweating, you ain't going to stop sweating. So with Pax, it can't regulate as well. So if you get to a point where you're sweating, it's like all day. You're going to be there all day.
At the meat, ladies said, not sure retailers know this, but there's a whole demographic of women who still want the bottom half of a shirt. Is there a store that sells clothing somewhere in between Ariana Grande and Hillary Clinton?
It's just cummerbunds. That's all they sell.
Everything is a crop shirt.
Some of us have long torsos with chubby bellies. At State of Alaska said, Ariana Grande with a ponytail. Fierce, fashion, 30 and flirty and thriving. Me with a ponytail. Young colonial boy, eager to serve, ready to die for his country if necessary. Just got caught up on the word colonial and said colonial.
I mean, that's the difference between like a high pony and a Thomas Jefferson low pony.
But sometimes your ponytail just falls throughout the day.
It just does. And then you're like, hello, here's my musket.
And as it falls, it like brings the side hair down with it.
Yeah, and then when you get older, out of the nowhere, you get sideburns.
And they're like,
this is not hair I've had before. Just, you know, it's like bald side hair and these fucking sideburns. We'll be in the middle of dance class. I'll be in the mirror like, oh.
Excuse me, sir. Why did you kill Aaron Burr? What did he do?
At a more or less said, every swimsuit for women now is like, okay, you must feel comfortable showing your entire ass, have absolutely no vulva, and know how to tie the most advanced sailor knot around your torso. Also, it's $90 just for the bottoms.
Oh, my God. Back when Tumblr was still a thing, there was this woman being like, I got too much pussy for this H&M. And she was wearing one of those. And her vulva on both sides was coming out like only 10% was covered. And then it was just like encroaching like a beautiful blossoming Brussels sprout.
Another great story.
At least I didn't say beef curtains.
Kate Hannigan said, every female lead in a sci-fi movie is like, my hair is short because it's the future.
It's so true.
At Amanda and Edgar, in college, I fell out of my bunk bed and broke both of my legs and one arm. Years later on a date, I made a joke about being clumsy, and the dude told me I couldn't compare to this woman his EMT brother helped out once, who fell out of her bunk and broke all of her bones. Mm. It was me. At Pony Glasses said, and I asked myself for the 12th time this week, is this a real problem or do I just need to eat something with melted cheese?
Ooh, yeah. I feel that in my very soul. And my barely disguised pussy.
At Haraguchi said, garlic is to cooking as vanilla extract is to baking, in that the amount I add to my food is guided by my reckless extravagance and utter disregard, verging on mild contempt for the recipe as written.
Hey.
If anything says one clove of garlic, you know that person doesn't eat, right? Yeah. One clove of garlic in a stew that serves 6 to 12 people?
What's the point?
The opposite of that is truffle oil. I did not know how sparing you needed to be, and I made a sauce with truffle oil once, and I was like, it's the end of my life. I'm just going to vomit the day away.
Executive producer Layla keeps sending. This is from Caveat Cart. Yes, but where, Eileen?
My neck, my back, my pussy, or my crack.
No, come on. I know.
Where do you want me to come? On your neck, your back, your pussy, or your crack?
My God. at the family Aang said, my son asked me what taxes are. So I gave him a bag of M&Ms and explained that he has to give some to me. And I know how much he has to give me, but he has to guess himself. And if he's wrong, he goes to prison.
Mm. Never done my own taxes.
Ice cream dinosaur, me at Hooters. Ma'am, please get your breasts out of my face. Where are the owls? Oh boy.
Oh, it was the way you said it. Where are the owls?
All right, let's round this corner.
I'm going to tweak my nipple.
I have way too many teeth to see. At Mammoth Tholby said, how do I say I miss you without sounding desperate? And at Kinko said, I miss you if you want.
Mm. Oh. I miss you, and someone says, I miss you too. And you're like, who is this?
New phone. Me dating at 23. He already dated two of my friends, so that would be weird. Me dating at 33. I found two bodies in his basement, which is a little weird, but we have amazing chemistry. At Marion Mudflat, all in capital letters. Thank you for bringing your Bluetooth speaker to the beach. I didn't want to hear the sound of the waves and birds and wind. I wanted to hear the Spotify playlist you listen to everywhere else in your life because you hate to be alone with your thoughts for even 1 minute. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't think she means it.
I don't think she means it either. She sounds really bitchy and sarcastic. Yeah. Just like earphones. I like to listen to music at the beach because I can't be alone with my thoughts. Fair play. But my thoughts, not everyone else's thoughts. Headphones.
Final tweet at Tachio Bell. Me today texting my doctor because I'm worried about taking too much vitamin D. Me 20 years ago. Hand me another cup of neon blue alcohol from that communal horse trough. I will live forever.
Okay, bad.
Okay, the bottom of your shirt has now opened.
Oh, that's been open as well. He's just sitting up a little straighter now.
Did you find any tweets to your liking?
So many. Market economy. VIN diesel. Rest day. My whole life is a rest day. Crocodiles. That was funny. Tom from MySpace. 15 years. Where are you going to find it? Tori. Tony. Tommy. Toy. Tough to say. Nachos. Heating pad nachos. Happiness /wine/alcoholism. Prehensile fail. Because they're like a prehensile tail. Yeah.
You made a good joke of it.
Pockets. Colonial.
Young colonial.
Young colonial. short future. Short hand in the future. Where are we coming, Eileen? Where are the owls?
Where are the owls?
And then horse trough. It's owls also or colonial?
Special shout out to You Fool.
Oh, You Fool was fun.
I don't remember the rest of the tweet, but Julie's reading with you. I just want you to yell that at more things.
You Fool! Yelled at me. You used to be like, silence to me, and now you just sort of give up. Have I worn you down?
What were the tops?
Colonial he said owls or owl. Colonial boy.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Thank you. Now you pick.
I feel like I lean owls because of how much joy it brought you. Young Colonial Boy really hits for me, but that's
Let's do Colonial.
Problem.
Yeah, no.
No.
You're picking my personal over your personal. Colonial also hit. Let's do Colonial.
Do either one of those be piss fingers?
I could see owls beating piss fingers.
Okay, so obviously she likes owls better.
Okay, so piss fingers v. owl.
Where are the owls?
Owls. Hey, tweet of the week.
Me at Hooters. Hey, lady, get your boobs out of my face.
Where are the owls?
Oh, it really was your reading that was so funny.
It's not about the owls.
Where are the owls?
Put down the timer or die. Oh, we're playing a short game.
I was like,
that's right again because we remember how to.
Nope, that'll be fun.
But oh, that's right. Damn it.
It was fun.
It was.
Yeah, you did really well.
We both did really well.
No, I did very well in the beginning, yes.
So this one has the word.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a buzzword, and then there are 10 things that include that word.
Okay, bet.
And 10 then phrases, we have to guess something at phrases. The end, or no? No, just those phrases.
Yeah, so I'll go through 10, and then we did 5 cards, so whoever gets the most points out of 5 cards.
Feel good about that?
Yes.
How many rocks will Nick chew while playing this game?
I'm going to suck. Like a nice, refreshing sock.
You're welcome, listeners.
Now let's go.
All right, the first buzzword is pants.
Who's
pants,
this for?
Pants,
pants, pants, pants, pants. Great. What, are you chafing again, Trey? Are you chafing?
with little money or planning. It's a phrase.
By the seat
fly
of your
by
pants.
The seat of your pants. Fly by the seat of your pants.
It actually doesn't have the fly in there, so I'm going to give that one to Nick.
You know what happens when you get overconfident?
I know. Well, I know I'm always going to do well for the first couple, and then I'll be like, I'll turn into Carson making fire. I'll just freak out.
You're Carolyn.
No, I literally just don't care.
You're a winner,
boxers or briefs?
Pants.
Panty liners. Pantyhose. Panties.
Pants.
Underpants.
Yes.
Oof. Pants.
So it's always going to be a little bit more than pants. Or maybe
I just thought if I said it, I'd get it.
Pants. Everybody pants now.
Snotty little poem about a fibber. The answer is a snotty little poem about a fibber.
Jack Sprat could eat no fat. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. I don't know.
Oh, wait, the boy who cried wolf's pants.
Well, what's it, Emma?
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, damn it.
You need to warm up. I am out. I'm cold.
Make believe reason for kids acting squirrely.
Ants in their pants.
Ants in their pants.
Thanks for mansplaining my answer.
If I say it louder, I win. Then I understand.
When a woman is in charge, it's said
she wears the pants.
I think that was a tie.
I think it was him.
I think I got it by like a millisecond, and it also was louder.
You definitely were louder.
Emma decides.
Fine, I called it a tie already.
Okay.
Know it all.
Nick.
Mr. Pants knows it. Mr. Pants. Mr. No Pants. All pants.
Mr. Smarty Pants. Smarty Pants.
I saw your body get that before your mouth came out.
I was like. I've got the pants.
It started in his midsection.
I am cold. These are not. I literally am blanking.
We're tied.
No, you're leading 3-1.
I want to hear it.
David Letterman's production company.
Worldwide Pants.
That was me. Yeah, because 3-1 is the most I'm ever going to get. This is when you go into 7-0.
Stop.
Leggings worn while sledding.
Snow pants.
Yes. What? He lives in a pineapple.
Under the sea. SpongeBob SquarePants. Let's get so panicked.
Workout wear.
Pants or size. Dance pants.
Workout pants. Workout pants. Pantyhose.
The problem is they're also couch wear.
Leggings.
Leisure wear.
Underpants, sweatpants. Oh. To be fair, you keep teeing me up, and I just grab what you can't grasp in this moment.
I am not upset. I just my brain is not working.
No. I'm.
You're winning. It's great. Good for you.
Do I look upset? Do I sound upset?
All right. Card one, Nick's up 6-2.
Jesus Christ.
Card two. The buzzword is pad. No one wants to repeat that one.
Pad. Tampon.
Rocket starting spot.
Launchpad.
Shit. Good for you.
Thank you. You're doing great.
Frogs floating perch.
Lily pad. Well done. You can tell I'm in the lead when I compliment you.
Single guy's home.
Bachelor pad. Shit. I'm losing it. This is where it all starts to fall apart.
You're on your own island.
I'm crumbling.
Carpet layers. Patella protector.
Knee pads.
Inky sponge.
Ink pad. What's that called?
It's an ink pad.
Inky sponge.
Inky sponge.
Squid pad.
Ink pad. It's like an ink pad.
Uh-huh. Used for?
Painting. Paint
Writing
pad.
Pad. Pen pad.
Okay. Stamp pad. Delicious dish from Thailand.
Pad touch.
Wow.
Delicious dish. You're calling into delicious dish.
Bound drawing paper.
No, right pad. Noting pad. Notepad.
Bound drawing paper.
Drawing pad.
Sketch pad.
Oh,
good
nice.
Try, though.
Thank you.
Circling the drain there.
I know, I really am.
Inside your dress or football uniform.
Padding.
Shoulder pads.
Shoulder pad.
Oh!
Double click on top of it.
Mouse pad.
Wow.
He had to ask his nipple.
I know. No glue.
Yellow lined paper.
Notepad.
Legal pad.
Yes. I'm gonna freak out.
Why?
All right. Julie won the second one 6-3. So we've got 8-9. Nick You're is winning. Still leading by one.
Okay, can we take a breather real quick? Yes. Just got to calm down.
So I have some White Claw.
Okay, bet.
Ready? No. The buzzword is four.
Four?
Yes, four. F-O-R.
F-O-R?
Correct.
Okay. Wait, what?
Like, this is for you.
Okay.
Useless.
For shit's sake.
No. Forgotten.
4 score and 7 years ago.
Good for nothing. About as can be expected in golf terms.
Par four. Par for the course.
Oh, nice.
Either way, that would have been mine. I know.
In a stick up. Put what? Your hands up.
What?
For what? For why are we even doing this?
In a stick up. Put your hands up.
I was forced to do it, officer.
I don't even understand. Who are you?
Cowboys would say this in a stick up. Put your hands up. Or
cowboy. Spread them, boys.
Or reach for the sky.
What?
Don't talk on my behalf.
For fuck's sake, stop it.
Speak for yourself, fucker. Speak for yourself.
Yeah, the fucker wasn't in there, but.
Docker a point.
A top grade for trying your best.
Full marks. For
it's like a phrase. You get a top of the class. Grade for trying your best.
Oh, participation.
The top grade.
A for participation.
A for effort.
Yes.
You.
We worked that one together. Yeah. The workshop.
Should be left to our feathered friends.
It's for the birds.
This is not good for me.
You're winning.
I'm not.
You are. This round.
You guys are currently tied this round.
Oh, wow.
Squeezed for minutes.
What?
Freshly.
Squeezed for minutes.
Pressed for time.
Yes. I'll give you 1 cent to hear about what you think.
A penny for your thoughts.
Yes.
Nice.
Unable to get the big picture, metaphorically, in the woods.
Forest for the trees.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you still here?
I'm struggling.
One who repeatedly allows himself to be hurt or blamed.
Victim. For sure.
For his folly.
One who repeatedly allows himself to be hurt or blamed. Loves it.
Glutton for punishment.
loves it.
All right.
We're tied.
Julie won that round 6-2. So she currently has...
Yeah, you got 4 in a fucking row in like 10 seconds.
14-11.
That's close.
Yeah.
2 more cards.
Two more cards.
Yeah, it won't be close in 2 more cards. Silence. Let's be honest.
Pull it together, Jam Jam.
It's a... Carson.
This buzzword is bottom.
This boy is a bottom. Like a phoenix from the ashes. I will rise.
Wager your last buck.
Bottom dollar. Bet your bottom dollar.
Yes. Bet your bottom dollar that
tomorrow you'll be sore.
Get as low as you can go.
Hit rock bottom.
Yes.
You should have gotten that one.
Business failed suddenly.
The bottom dropped out.
Yes. Toss back your beverage.
Bottoms up.
That was a tie.
That was a tie. Bottoms up. Bottoms up. The drinking one was actually more in my wheelhouse than rock bottom. But like, you know, I'm drinking off.
Investigate thoroughly.
Top to bottom.
That's a good guess, but not it. You got to investigate thoroughly to get to the bottom of something. Oh, brother, where art thou, singers?
The bottom dwellers. Something boys. The bottom. Mm-hmm.
Bottom
brown
dollar
bottom
boys.
Boys. Brown bottom boys.
Brown, green bottom brown boys.
Bottom brother boys.
Brown. Brown the brown bottom brothers.
Boys. Bottom. If I could give half points, but I can't. Soggy bottom boys. The outcome of a financial statement.
The bottom line.
Tie.
We give each other
looks when we die.
It's about you. We're just like,
freshman spot on the ladder.
Bottom row. Bottom of the totem pole.
bottom rung.
Yeah.
What'd I say? I said that too.
You said it first.
Yeah.
But then you went back on
it. No one's fighting you.
I know, but I wasn't sure that was right. We have to move fast in this game.
SpongeBob's Neighborhood.
Bikini Bottom.
Free drink refills.
Bottomless mimosas.
Bottomless. All right, you guys tied that one. 3-3.
Nice. It all comes down to this, bitch.
Name calling?
This bitch.
All right, the final buzzword is ahead.
Okay. Ugh. Giving head, you can do this now. Stretch out your jaw. Okay, wait, let me just chew on this bit. I think that might have been tooth. I think that could have been. Where's my tooth?
I hope it's not. All right. Orange road sign warning of a diverted route.
Plan ahead.
Detour ahead.
Yes. Yeah. End up better off than expected.
Pull ahead. Pull through ahead.
End up better off than expected.
Ahead of time.
Pull ahead.
Come out ahead. Right in front of you.
What?
It's right in front of
you. It's ahead.
Straight ahead.
Straight ahead.
It's right in front of you.
A headway.
Dead ahead. Jump to conclusions.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Yes.
Good one.
Early.
Ahead of time.
Yes. What you say right before, make my day.
Go ahead.
She started first.
But I finished first.
I've heard that before.
I know. When is it that men actually finish first? This is a rare time.
Stop now before you lose ground. Stop now before you lose ground.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Oh, good one.
No.
Oh, that was right.
Emma was so sober.
I know. I thought it was right. I don't know.
Was that one that we've already done?
Quit while you're ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, get ahead of yourself was one we've already... You didn't get it. No one got it, but you guys got it that time.
Wow. That's fun.
Simply attempting to make ends meet.
To get ahead.
Get your head together.
Get your head in the game. Get ahead of this game.
Simply attempting to make ends meet.
Simply the best.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Just trying to get ahead. A thinking strategy in checkers.
Moves ahead.
Queen ahead.
Specifically for checkers.
Oh, checkers.
Mm-hmm. A thinking Jump strategy. Ahead. Yeah. Damn, the torpedoes.
Something ahead.
Danger Fire. Ahead.
No. Fire the torpedoes.
Damn, the torpedoes. We gotta go.
Let's get ahead of it. Kamikaze ahead. Attack ahead. Bombs ahead.
Full speed ahead. Full speed ahead.
That's what I said.
You said full steam.
Did I? It's full steam.
Neither one of us got it.
Is it full speed?
Yeah. It was full speed ahead.
I think it's steam because it's steam powered.
Either way, I'm pretty sure you lost.
I did.
Yep.
Well done, Julie.
Good game, everybody.
Can't say you didn't try. Before losing.
I tried so hard.
And got so far. Sorry, Chester.
And Julie got to 15, whereas Julie got to 21. Good job.
Wow. Yeah. That was better than last time.
Yeah, there's a lot that no one got.
Well.
I've been heard it for 15, you know?
Good times. Good times are had by all. Fun BuzzFeed game buzzword from our local Half Price Books. Thanks, Half Price Books.
Thanks.
Unlike support local. Fuck Airbnb. Yeah.
Support local. So reuse.
Oh no, she's been poisoned by Airbnb. Torpedo, full speed ahead.
Instead of buying a new game, we are reusing someone else's. Uh-huh. We are shopping locally.
I'm repeating jokes.
We watched the end of Yellow Jackets. Exo Kitty, cute, fine, mm-hmm. Whatevs. Anything with Hillsong, magic.
Scary.
Absolute magic. So thanks so much for listening and playing along with us. I'm sure you were in your car going, full steam ahead. I hate that when I'm listening to podcasts. I'm like, you morons.
And hopefully you didn't go full steam ahead into some sort of barrier and activate the airbags. We wish for safety and my victory.
So we'll be posting another bonus soon on our Patreon.
So I
wonder how you access that Patreon. Emma, tell the people what you do.
You can go to patreon.com/takespot.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow, it's that easy.
And for less than pennies a day, you can support us.
That just got hard. I'm out.
Pennies aren't even real anymore. Oh, I do love to watch millennials try and make change. That's very fun. That's been fun at my new job. You know how to do that? No. Someone wants you to break a 20, you gave them 2 tens. I'm like, no, sweetie. 10, 5, and 5 ones.
And I just learned that. I didn't have to get taught. I just did that. I'm like Bobby Fischer. I'm a little prodigy.
Well, we are. Maybe. Did everybody watch it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's going to be our bonus episode this week. I'm just going to redo the whole show for you.
So, it's going to be like a Blurg. That. Yeah. Which they are. They watch Blurg.
Blurg is a great episode also. It's been a good week.
It's been amazing. Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you become a Patreon.
Sorry, this is your part.
We listen to you talk about having sex this week.
Not willingly. This is non-consensual.
I brought it up. Hey, are you still not smoking?
Still not smoking,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Hey. Let's just make sure we're getting up to you.
Hey, still not smoking.
Real. And now you've been out in a bar drinking?
Yeah, several times.
Smoked?
Yeah.
That's very
Someone
impressive.
Was smoking right next to me the first time I went out.
Did you punch them in the face?
No. I was like, I was like,
but you can't smoke in bars in Ohio.
No, we were outside smoking. But I was like, I'm not going to. We were outside of the bar and they were smoking.
You didn't say they, you said we.
No, they were. I was out there supporting smoking.
Why?
Hand to my heart.
You're anti-smoking. Hands to my heart. Your hands are up in the air.
Where the Hillsong
hands
taught
to
me
the
heart. Hands up to the sky. No, they were smoking, and I don't want to modulate other people's behavior and be like, you can't do this because of me. And so they were just smoking, and we went out several times.
Or they could support you by not smoking around you.
No, I would not do that for my friends if they had stopped. No, I probably would have. But, like, I don't want people to change the behavior. So, yeah, they were smoking.
I do. Anyway, so if you reach the ability buddy or accountability buddy or you love us or don't smoke and support us, Nick will say your name out loud while breaking
you. You can also smoke, like, literally. Just because it didn't work out for me doesn't mean you should quit. Don't be a quitter. Thank you so much to Dearest James, Inspiring Audrey, Peerless Pam,
Pam,
Beneficent Bernie, Awesome Abigail, Astonishing Alicia, Lovely Lars, Amazing Anne, Jocular Joel, Astounding Alina, Electric Elise, Luminous Lisa, Marvelous Marekka, Trivial Jenny, and Jubilant Jenna, and Magical Mandana. And also Sumptuous Stephanie Six Trombones, as well as Magnificent Meredith, and finally, Crazy Cool Cassandra.
Well, if you haven't fallen asleep, hope you have a great week. Thanks so much for listening.
Interestingly, speaking of chess, there's this chess master named Priya Kramling. Her voice is so soothing. I've been falling asleep to it the past, like, four nights.
Goodbye.
It's a little outro.
Takes All Over the Place is a project of Team Takes, a.k.a.
Nick Cotter,
Julie Sunderland,
and Emma Cotter,
with the invaluable sound editing help from
Phil Cotter
and
Frank,
the awesome toenails on the wood floor from Frank. We love you, Frank.